चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधा शिवाचार्य गौड़ भक्त बिंदी श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंदा राधा कुंड गिरी गोपदान की वृंदावन धाम की मथुर धाम की नवदीप धाम की मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई की यमुना माई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की साम बिंद भक्त बिंद की श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की बृहत मृदंग की नित्य गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरी टू दी सम डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू दी सम डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू दी सम डिवोटीज ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भगवताम की जय ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 7th chapter, text number 28. Tvantu kalpa kavir daksha subhagho mitta bhasana Nakata nehase kinchich Chadon mata pishachavat Tvam tu kalpa kavir daksha Subhagum mit bhashana Nakata nehase kinchich Jado matta pishachavat Tvam tu kalpam kavir daksha Subhagho mitta bhashana Nakata nehase kinchit Jado matta pishachavat Anakalpa kavir daksha Subhagho mitta bhashana Nakata nehase kinchit Jado mata vishachavat Tvantu kalpa kavir daksha Subhagho mitta bhashana Kalpa kavir daksha Subhagho mitta bhashana Nakata nehase kinchit Vaishnavi Tvam You To However, kalpa, capable, kavi, learned, daksha, expert, subhaga, handsome, amitabhashana, having nectarian speech, na, are not, karta, a doer, Na ihase, you do not desire, kingchit, anything, jada, stupefied, unmata, maddened, Vishachavat, like a ghostly creature. Translation and purport. You, however, although capable, learned, expert, handsome, and most eloquent, are not engaged in doing anything, nor do you desire anything. Rather, you appear stupefied and maddened, as if you were a ghostly creature. Everyone can please repeat. You, however, although capable, learned, expert, handsome, and most eloquent, are not engaged in doing anything, nor do you desire anything. Rather, you appear stupefied and maddened, as if you were a ghostly creature. Purport. Ignorant persons often think that renounced spiritual life is meant for those who are impotent or homely or incompetent in practical worldly affairs. Sometimes foolish people say that religious life is a crutch for those who are not expert enough to achieve a high status in society. Therefore, King Yadu has described the qualities of the mendicant Brahmana in order to show that the Brahmin has taken to renounce spiritual life in spite of great potential for worldly success. The Avaduta Brahmin is described as being expert, learned, good-looking, eloquent, and in every sense qualified to be a great material success. Still, the Avaduta has renounced material life and taken to Krishna consciousness, going back home, back to Godhead, for an eternal life of bliss and knowledge in the real work of a human being. The followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously cultivate their own Krishna consciousness and strenuously endeavor in missionary work to help others become Krishna conscious. Often, foolish persons deride the devotees by saying, "Why don't you get a job?" They think that one who is sincerely endeavoring for spiritual enlightenment and who is also enlightening others is not doing anything practical. Foolish materialists will pay millions of dollars to extend their lives by a few weeks or months in a hospital, but they do not appreciate someone endeavoring for eternal life. There is no actual logic in material life. The act of trying to enjoy without Krishna is in itself the culmination of irrationality. And thus, we cannot expect to find anything ultimately rational or logical in a materialistic life devoid of Krishna consciousness. Many devotees of Krishna come from wealthy, learned, and influential families, and they take to Krishna consciousness in order to perfect their lives, and certainly not due to lack of opportunity for material advancement. Although sometimes persons in material distress approach the Supreme Lord for help in material life, a real devotee of Lord Krishna voluntarily gives up all kinds of material enjoyment, knowing that nothing but love of Krishna and service to his lotus feet are the actual perfection of life. Om Ajnana Timanandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Hi Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadah Mahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatya Deshatarine जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So first I'd like to express it's a great privilege and pleasure to try to offer some service here by addressing all of you, and by your blessings I'll be able to say something meaningful. Also great pleasure to be here and see so many enthusiastic devotees serving their lordships so nicely, and many brahmacharis living in austere conditions. So this is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. This is what Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for, that Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. That Bhakti Yoga means that Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayat Yasyu Vairagyam Janachaya Dahaitukam. It means that automatically in the life of a devotee that renunciation and knowledge will appear. Just like this whole beginning of this chapter where Uddhava is lamenting that Krishna is going to leave, and how can I possibly stay here in this material world without Krishna? Now in the fourth canto, 30th chapter, text number 32, Srila Prabhupada in his purport, he says that a devotee does not want to go to the spiritual world. This is kind of surprising. But actually he said, because a devotee simply wants to serve Krishna, whether he be in the spiritual world, just like Chitraketu. When Parvati saw that Chitraketu was smiling after she cursed him, she thought, and he folded his hands like, thank you very much. Generally when you get a curse, you don't say thank you very much. Of course, a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, is grateful. Tatenu kampam shushamikshamano bhungjanat makvitam vipakam. Sees that patiently awaits the mercy of the Lord, however it comes, because they know that because I am the cause of whatever the situation is, be it pleasurable or be it difficult, I created it, and this is the Lord's opportunity. This is my opportunity to take advantage of the Lord's mercy, however it will manifest. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, He knows how to give whatever I need. And in the proper proportion, just the right amount, just the right thing. And therefore, I have full faith. But still, so Srila Prabhupada says there that a devotee is not so anxious. Actually, he's more anxious to stay here in this world and execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, such a devotee we're talking about is a Mahabhagavat. We chant every day, Janame Janame Prabhu Hoy. That birth after birth, I want you to be my Prabhu. I want to be your servant. But that, Srila Prabhupada, one time a devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, I don't even want to go to the spiritual world. And Prabhupada said, you should want to go. That not wanting to go to the spiritual world, this is the position of the Mahabhagavat. This is the position of a very surrendered devotee who is simply attached to the orders of the Supreme Lord and His devotee. But Prabhupada said, you should want to go, because otherwise your wanting to stay here will not be out of a pure desire. You want to stay here to enjoy this material world, to continue. You want to say, Krishna, take away all my desires, but not this one, and not this one, no. Everything you can take, but these three, no, leave those intact. So when we're on that platform, better to want to go back home, back to God. No. But in this case, Uddhava, he does not want to go, does not want to stay in this world because he's a personal associate of the Lord. No. Just like Sri Haridas Thakur. No. He began to, one day Govinda came with Mahaprasadam and he said, I can't eat. I haven't finished my rounds. But you have to take some Mahaprasadam. You must take. So, okay, took one little piece. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came and he said, my dear Haridas, you've chanted enough rounds for many lifetimes. No. You don't have to follow any prescribed number of rounds. And Haridas said, my dear Lord, I will reveal my real anxiety. I know that you are preparing to leave this world, and I cannot conceive of being in this world without you. And therefore I beg you, please let me go before you. And the Lord said, but the Haridas, this presents a very great dilemma. Because how can I live in this world without you? Now, this is the competition that goes on between the Lord and his devotee. But anyway, he said, let me think about it, and I'll come back tomorrow. And I'll give you my opinion, my conclusion. And then he came back, of course, and Lord Chaitanya put his lotus feet over Haridas Thakur's heart, and Haridas left this world. Because a devotee cannot, a devotee who's personally associating with the Lord cannot conceive of this world. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, all of his devotees, they simply wanted to leave also. But the Lord told them to stay, the six Goswamis. But then when Rupa and Sanatan left, Raghunath, he thought, how can I live without the Lord who appears in his topmost pure devotees? And he was thinking, let me jump off Govardhan. But then he was told not to do so. Even Murari Gupta, when he was thinking that the Lord was going to leave and take sannyas and leave him and without any association, Murari was, he took a knife and he was thinking, better, how can I live without my Lord without a moment? But then Lord Chaitanya came to his house and he said, Murari, give me the knife. And what knife? I said, you know which knife. And he brought it. He said, same thing as he told Sanatana Goswami, that body belongs to me. Doesn't belong to you. No. I have a purpose for it. Therefore, give up this nonsense idea. I have so much service for you to do. So these kinds of devotees, like Uddhava, this is what begins this whole episode, that he cannot conceive, but the Lord tells him that I have something for you to do. I want you to go back home to God. I want you to go back home. No, you should go. This material world and this Kali Yuga is coming in is not very nice. One time I heard a class by Srila Prabhupada. And he was speaking about the 12th canto, describing the symptoms of Kali Yuga as it advances more and more. And then he said that, Prabhupada said, when he started reading, he was reading just the verses. And of course, at that time, there was no 12th canto with purports. No. And then when he got to the part about that people would only be 1 meter high, no, there was nothing to drink. No. So Prabhupada looked at everyone and he said, so better you get out now. No, don't wait for this. No, better you get out of this material world. So the Lord told Uddhava, yes, you should leave, but I have, you know, I did so many things, but there are some things I didn't do. I satisfied the desire of so many devotees, But there are some devotees that I wasn't able to satisfy. And of course, he said Nara Narayan, but actually, he was saying that if I simply leave without giving instruction and having someone to give those to carry out those instructions, no. Although at that time the Lord had already delivered Bhagavad Gita, one may think, well, he already gave Bhagavad Gita. No. But the Lord wanted to give a more complete Gita, which emphasized devotional service. Bhagavad Gita, because it's meant for everyone. No. It's meant for everyone. Therefore, you know, the devotional service is mentioned in the 9th chapter. But even then, it's mostly speaking about akama karma yoga. No. Not so much just kama karma yoga. Not so much about pure bhakti. There's only a few verses mention pure bhakti. No. And of course, Srila Prabhupada amplifies that because he wants everyone to come to the platform of bhakti. But at the time Krishna was speaking, no, just like Shukadev Goswami, he appeared as an impersonalist, no, because he had to, when he would deliver the Bhagavatam, he would have, in the audience, there were so many Mayavadis, there were devotees, there were yogis, such a mixed audience, that he spoke on so many different subject matters. If it would have been just been Pariksha Maharaj only, then he could have just spoken the 10th canto. There would have been no need. But because it was for everyone. But the 11th canto, no, Krishna wanted to Uddhava. He wanted to explain all these things to Uddhava so that bhakti would be emphasized. In the form of Kapila Dev, he emphasized bhakti. And now in the form of in speaking to Uddhava, he emphasized bhakti more and more. But then Uddhava began to lament, no, that, who am I? I'm simply interested in this material world. I simply see things in terms of duality of this material world. No. I don't understand, no, the real purpose of life. Otherwise, he was again making a plea. No, he was like saying, well, you know, just take me back home, back to God. Who am I? How can I possibly understand? This was his argument. No. And so then Krishna begins to preach to Uddhava that actually anyone who sees things in this material world, happiness and distress, the duality of this material world, previously in the beginning of this canto, no, this was discussed to King Nimi. When King Nimi received the Navayogendras, he was so happy, no, that he had gotten this opportunity, so much so, he didn't offer them even water or a place to sit. No. He was so anxious to get this knowledge. He said that, I'm a king. No, just like Pratapa Rudra. No, he tried so hard to get the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but only by giving up the position of king. In other words, giving up the mentality of a king and taking the mentality of a pure devotee of the Lord, was he able to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Nimi, he thought, I can't spend time on all these, you know, these different types of etiquette. Immediately he said, how fortunate I am to get your association. Who knows how long it will last? Maybe just for the milking of a cow. No. And that's not very long. So immediately he asked questions. And one, so they began to discuss, to reveal to him the essence of this world. And so then they were discussing why is it that everyone is in such miserable condition, such anxiety. Bhayam dvitiya vinivesita syat. Because everyone is following dvitiya, the secondary cause, not the real cause. And therefore, Ishara pita pitasya viparyo ashmiti. And therefore everything is reversed. Instead of being the servant of the Lord, we try to make the Lord into our servant. And this is the problem in the material world. Trying to tanmayayato uda avajatam. And therefore the solution to cross over this maya bhaktyayakate sham gurudeva tatma, that one should exclusively take to the process of devotional service and serve the spiritual master who is the representative of all the demigods. And then he said that all of this fear and anxiety in this material world, it's all due to the duality. And how does that duality manifest? Why is there duality? How does the duality manifest? Because jatur diya swapna manorato yataha. Because we are meditating on, our intelligence perceives things on two planes. Swapna, the plane of dreaming, and manorata, daydreaming, night dreaming and daydreaming. Night dreaming, we can identify, anyone can understand a night. Okay, when you're in the dream at night, you don't understand it's a dream. But as soon as you wake up, that was a dream. Of course, if it was a nice dream, like I was a king or I was very rich and happy in this material world, and then you wake up, let me go back to sleep. That was a nice, let me continue that. But if it wasn't such a nice dream, then we're very happy to wake up. But a devotee, the only nice dream is Krishna. No, there is no other nice dream. But the daydream, manorata, on the chariot of the mind takes us through the day with all kinds of desires and ambitions. I want this, I want that, I want so many things. And that daydream, that's very difficult to give up. We can't identify it as a dream. We think it's a reality. So much so that sometimes we put Krishna on the secondary platform. Yes, I want to be Krishna conscious. As soon as I finish this, as soon as I have enough money, how can I be Krishna conscious if I don't have enough money? How will my family survive? How will this happen? How will that happen? And therefore Krishna is future. Or for some devotees, Krishna is past. Sometimes people, I was a brahmachari, I was a book distributor, I did this, I did that. And now I have to concentrate on my real life. Just like one time I was speaking to a devotee, he was in anxiety. And he said, and so I said, well, why don't we just read the Bhagavatam? I was trying to, help him get out of his anxiety. Why don't we just read the Bhagavatam? And he said, no. I want to talk about reality. And I said, well, I thought the Bhagavatam was reality, I guess so. This is our problem. That the daydream is very difficult to give up. And therefore, the Bhagavatam advises us that to give up the daydream, you should understand tat karma sankalpa vikalpakam mano, that this is just hankering, accepting and rejecting the things that have come from karma, and it's all being done by the mind. The mind has this dual conception. Kim badram, kim abadram ba. What is good? What is actually good and what is bad? The Bhagavatam later on in this canto. How can we figure these things out? That dvaitas and dvaitasya vastu na kiyat. That all of this is avastuna. Everything in this material world is avastuna. It is very difficult to distinguish and understand. That bachutum tad anritam, that we should understand this material world is simply a temporary place, manasatvaktameva cha. And just by manasadhatum eva cha, and by meditating on things with the mind doesn't make them real. No. Because we conceive of the mental platform as the highest manifestation. It's the most subtle thing that we can perceive constantly. Even intelligence, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not there. But the mind is always there. No. Intelligence, you can have it, and sometimes you lose it. But you never lose the mind. No, it's always very active. No. It's said that most people have between 60 and 84,000 thoughts a day. No. It doesn't seem like that, but that's actually what we're... You know, the mind's constantly. That means like how many thoughts a minute? A few hundred thoughts a minute. You know. Very, very complex, the mind. So therefore, the solution, buddho niru jat abhayam tata syat. Therefore, the solution for this is to develop real intelligence, analyze things very clearly in terms of Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. This is what the Bhagavatam advises us. And then we can see things clearly. So therefore, Krishna, he's come to this point. So Uddhava is saying, nothing in this world matters, nothing. No, and therefore he embarks on this story of the Avadhuta Brahman. Why does he do that? Because the Avadhuta Brahman was very expert in taking everything in this world and converting it into Krishna consciousness. No. He teaches us, this is the first teaching of Krishna to Uddhava, that how this Avadhuta Brahman could see the most ordinary, even the most despicable thing, the prostitute, this and that, everything, you know, the earth, the tree, all these things. He converted it into his guru. You know. Actually, when one begins Krishna consciousness, you know, very difficult, and very, very, with great difficulty, we can accept, you know, Shishi Radha Gopinath. We can accept Krishna as the supreme, you know, as our authority. And then you make a little advancement. Then you can accept the guru. No. The one guru. That's it. You know, I don't want any more authority. Like everybody else. No. And then we make a little more advancement and we accept the guru and advanced Vaishnavas. No. And then we make a little more advancement. We accept all Vaishnavas. No. Except for this one and that. No. All Vaishnavas. No. You make a little more advancement. And then you accept all the living entities as your guru. And then you make some more advancement and you accept everything. No. Because you see Krishna everywhere. This was spoken by Krishna a few verses back. That everything, no, yomam pashyati sarvatra. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. That when one can see me everywhere, no, sarvam cha mai pashyati, and see everything within me, then such a person, tasya ham na pranashami, such a person is never lost to me, no? Sacha me na pranashati, and also I am never lost to that person. So this is the vision that Krishna wants to give Uddhava, and this story is meant for that. It is meant to show Uddhava that if you're Krishna conscious, nothing can bewilder you. Of course, bewilderment is an interesting thing because this is what is being stated here. You know, that here, the king comes upon this Brahman and he says, you... learned, you're capable, learned, expert, handsome, eloquent, but yet you don't seem to have any interest in this world. You have no desires, no? Nehasi kinchit. You have no desires. And actually you appear like a crazy person. No? You appear to have no knowledge. You appear like a ghostly creature. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, when he was surveying his kingdom, he came upon one Brahmin who was practicing Python yoga. No, that's not so recommended, Python yoga in this age. No, you may end up starving, no? Just a skeleton there. But in previous ages, so Prahlad Maharaj said the same thing. I can see you are a saintly person. I can see your words are very eloquent. No, they must have been talking a little bit before he made that declaration. I can see that you're very learned, but you appear to be a little corpulent, no? A little fat. No? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that he said, I don't like so much to see my disciples become fat. It means that they're a little too much involved in material life. Although I've observed, I see brahmacharis sometimes, they're very lean and everything. Then they get married and all of a sudden, there's more ghee or something. No, they become a little more, full. No? And so, but this, he was very fatty. And he was lying on the ground. No. So Prahlad Maharaj said, may I understand? You're such an advanced person, but you appear to be like a materialist. No. Just like when Gadadhar, Mukunda came to Gadadhar and said, you want to meet a saintly person? I know that you love saintly persons. Would you like to meet the most saintly person? Actually, Lord Chaitanya was actually anticipating he would come. He said, Pundarik, Pundarik, Pundarik. No. So this person has come. Yeah, of course. And so he took him there. And he saw Pundarik sitting on an opulent silk cushions with silk clothing, his hair, full of perfumed oil, servants fanning him, a big hookah. You know, I don't know what the hookah was there for. Maybe just to scare off, scare off people from glorifying him. You know, and all these things. Opulence. His house was so opulent. Gadadhar was bewildered. You know, he was bewildered. How can this be? How could this be a great devotee? And Mukunda, he could anticipate, he could see that Gadadhar, he could see his mind. And so he spoke a verse from the Bhagavatam. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi went into ecstasy, kicked everything away. The servants tried to hold him down. He kicked them away. No. For 8 hours, he was in ecstasy. 8 hours. No. And Gadadhar was just watching him, praying, thinking, what an offense I have made. No. What an offense I have made against this saintly person. I could not understand. No. Iha yasa harer dasye kamanamana sagira nikilas vasya vastasu jivan muktasa uchate. Rupa Goswami says that if one must live in this world as a devotee, one should make sure that one's thoughts, words, and actions are fully dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although one may appear to be a materialistic person, he is actually a liberated soul. And so a devotee may appear, just like there's so many devotees here that work, just like the first time I went to India, we came to, after the Mayapur festival, we came to Calcutta with Prabhupada. And of course there was one room in the temple, and of course Prabhupada was in that room. And then the sannyasis, they stayed up in the roof. And everybody else had to stay around the lake. But I had diarrhea and all kinds of problems, being my first time. And I was thinking, oh my God, am I going to stay in this lake? I have to go to the bathroom every 15 minutes. No. And this life member came. He said, you need a place to stay? I said, yes, yes. He took me to his big house. He gave me a car with a servant, and a nice room. But it turned out to be right next to the Bagh Bazar temple. I heard, in the morning, I heard chanting. So I went and I saw this one man there chanting japa. Then I came the next morning at 3 in the morning, I saw him chanting japa. Next day I came at 2:30 in the morning, I saw him there chanting japa. So I went and I asked him, so you come here every day? Oh, yes. I am godbrother of your guru. I come every day and I chant. I come at 1 o'clock, chant my 64 rounds, then I go to work. So when he's in the temple, he's a Mahabhagavat practically. But if people see him in his work, he's just some ordinary person. So anyway, Gadadhar, he begged him, please allow me to be your disciple and let me serve you for the rest of your life, the rest of my life and the rest of your life. And that way, maybe I can make up for my offense. That's how seriously we should take an offense. So, it's not easy. Sometimes it's bewildering to see a great personality. Very bewildering. Here, the king is bewildered. How can such a qualified person look like a ghostly, act like a ghostly creature? So much bewilderment there is in seeing great personalities, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can be bewildering. Everyone is bewildered by seeing Krishna. Either you're bewildered one way or another. Either you're bewildered by yoga maya, which is of course very nice bewilderment, or you're bewildered by mahamaya, which is not so nice. Of course, everyone thinks it's very nice. They think it's so nice that when they hear about Krishna consciousness, just like Prabhupada said, when I first came to your country and I saw the modes of passion and ignorance, I thought that as soon as I said something about Krishna, they would say, Swamiji, why don't you go home? But Prabhupada said, but now I see that everyone is accepting it very nicely. This is by Krishna's grace. So, everyone is bewildered. Queen Kunti, she was bewildered. She said, Navedakaschit Bhagavam Chikirshitam Tabeha Manasya Nrinam Vidambanam. Your human-like activities are very bewildering. How you do all these things, how you sometimes you chastise, sometimes you reward, sometimes you appear to be born, but you're unborn. Who knows what the reason you appeared for? Was it for Devaki or Vasudev? Was it what? Who can understand? This is all very bewildering, and especially when one understands that nayasya kaschit daitosti karichit dvashascha yasmin vishama matirninam. Especially when one understands that you have no favoritism toward anyone and you have no dislike for anyone. Who can understand how you act in all these ways? But the only way to understand it is that you appear to be partial. But that partiality is created within the minds of the living entities in this world. We create a conception of Krishna. We create a conception of life in this world by ignorance, by being bewildered by the Lord's material energy. And then she said, even me more bewildering when I see your Vrindavan pastimes. Are be more bewildered. Totally bewildered. Kopya daditvaya kritagasi dhamatavad. That this gopi, she took a rope and she tied you up. And that yate tashashu Kalilangjana Sambramaksham. And tears were flowing from your eyes, and you yourself, you seem to be bewildered. No? This is totally bewildering to me. No? That Paktram Niniya Vaya Bhavanaya Stitasya. That you were looking, your face was looking down, you were crying, tears were coming from your eyes, and you appeared to be very fearful. No? Samam bimo hayati. Oh, this is so bewildering to me. No? Especially, apiyad, bibati. Because fear personified is afraid of you. And you are afraid of Mother Yashoda. No? So Krishna, he can be very bewildering. But when he bewilders his devotees, just like he bewildered Yashoda Mai when she looked in his mouth, because she said, I want to see if you have dirt in your mouth. And Krishna thought, she wants to see dirt? I'll show her all the dirt. No? She thought that she would find a little piece of dirt. I'll show her unlimited dirt. No? And so she became philosophical. She was thinking, who is this Krishna? Is he really my son? No? Who is this person on my lap? And Krishna thought, oh, I don't like this. No. I don't want Mother Yashoda to be a philosopher. No. Philosophy is all right for devotees who are trying to understand me, or for devotees who are explaining me. Then they must have philosophy. But for someone who is situated in pure rasa, no, in rasa, philosophy is not very interesting. No. When one is fully established in their rasa with Krishna, then what is the use of philosophy? No. They simply want to see Krishna. When they get into philosophy, Krishna doesn't like it so much. No. When the cowherd men gathered together with Nanda Maharaj after seeing Krishna lift the Govardhan hill, they became very philosophical. No. And then Krishna said, yeah, he said, all right, I'll show you something and then make you forget about it all. No. Yes, I'll admit I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he made them forget. No. Sometimes the gopis, Krishna would let them say, he said, I am Paramatma. When Krishna met the gopis in Kurukshetra, he said, why do you want me to go to Vrindavan? I'm Paramatma. You just meditate on me in your hearts. No? And of course, Radharani immediately said, this is ridiculous. I'm trying to forget you. No? And I can't forget you. Therefore, what's the use of meditating on you? No? Even when I try to forget you, I can't do that. No? And what to speak of the gopis? They're always meditating on you. No? So what is the use of yoga for us? So all these situations are bewildering. But that bewilderment is so wonderful. But our bewilderment, due to the duality of good and bad, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, all the dualities of this world, this type of bewilderment is not very desirable. And we have to give it up. So speaking of giving it up, I have to give up speaking right now because I have to go to an appointment. But I'll just stop here if there's maybe one question. If anyone has a question or a comment, no. I can maybe take one question, then I have to go to an appointment. No. Deal with my duality. No. Any question? No question? Okay, thank you very much. All glory to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki, Sri Sri Gaurinitai ki, Sri Gopal ji ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Jai.